right, back to it now as we dig in deeper and look at the economy. Jobs report day, right? Jobs report day. And we're going to be misled a little bit because, look, the jobs report, the unemployment's so low. The problem with it is this. First of all, March is usually a big hiring month, okay, so that'll look positive. But the problem is a lot of these jobs are part-time jobs. And then last night watching the State of the Union, this makes my head explode a little bit. The president talking about all these great new jobs in clean energy and green energy and all these jobs he's creating. Look, those that install solar panels and windmills, they make $15 an hour, $20 an hour. These are not big fancy jobs. These are, you know, jobs you can scrape by on, I suppose. Anyhow, Wendy Block joining me, the Vice President of Business Advocacy, Member Engagement at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Wendy, good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve.
Great to have you here. All right, it's Jobs Day. We'll keep an eye on that. But in the meantime, let's get an update here closer to home for Michigan. I don't know what our unemployment rate is, but it is concerning to me that these numbers are used and that they're not exactly forthcoming, because if you say the unemployment rate's 3%, but nearly half the country has part-time jobs, that's not actually very helpful in explaining the real situation with the economy, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not. So, you know, when we talk about the unemployment rate, we're really talking about people who are collecting unemployment insurance benefits. And it doesn't give you a full snapshot, because certainly there are a number of employees or former workers that remain on the sidelines, and really doesn't tell you too much about workforce participation rates, which is really what politicians and other leaders should be focused on, is how many people are actually participating in our economy and helping it grow.
Yeah, and how many of those jobs are second jobs or third jobs? That's something else that's not really accounted for properly, is it?
Yeah, no, it really isn't. And, you know, frankly, we need to do more. You know, here in Michigan, we talk about how we have a declining population. We're 49th out of 50 states in terms of population growth, and really need to do more to grow jobs in Michigan so we can bring people here and we can turn those numbers around. And we at the Michigan Chamber believe that a robust business climate, a robust economic climate is key to having, you know, thriving communities, thriving families, and really a stronger Michigan for all. So this kind of jobs question is really key to Michigan's long-term success and this need to diversify the economy and grow more high-paying jobs here in our state.
Right. Here's another strange little thing that popped up here that I don't understand this. A new requirement, the State Economic and Community Development Committee expected to hold a hearing soon on legislation to require employers with one or more employees to disclose their family leave policies before you even offer somebody a job. You're having an interview, you're thinking about, you can't call them on the phone and say, hey, we'd like to go ahead and hire you, unless you give them an explanation of what kind of time off they can have before and after the birth or adoption of a child. And if you don't do it, you get fined $1,000 if somebody complains, I guess. What are we doing here?
Well, and you might have a plaintiff's attorney knocking on your door as well. You know, this is just another example of some of the kind of stranger policies that we're seeing come up in Lansing, you know, kind of policies that are being pushed. You know, this makes some sense, right? Like that people want to know what pay and benefits are when they're looking for a new job or they're looking for a first-time job. But this legislation kind of does some weird things where it requires employers to just report on one small piece of their overall benefit package prior to offering a job. Typically, these sorts of things, you know, discussions about pay and benefits happen when a job offer is actually made to someone. And, you know, just kind of focusing on family leave, so maternity, paternity leave, before and after a child is born, is just kind of a strange data point to really focus legislation on. We're not really sure why this, out of all things, is kind of going to be pushed.
I'm old enough, Wendy, to remember when I got a couple of jobs at big companies, NBC News, for example, when I got hired there a long time ago. Big old thick three-ring binder here, the company policies, benefits. They actually expect you to read if you had questions. You know, you were expected to read and understand the job you're being hired for. They didn't have to go through line by line, point by point, and say, oh, you're entitled to this and this and this. I mean, you're entitled to family leave in Michigan, right? That's already a given. You're entitled to family leave.
Right.
So why does it have to be spelled out? And why that strange little thing?
Yeah, good question. There's likely to be a hearing on this legislation in the coming week. So certainly we'll be able to learn more from proponents of this legislation. But, you know, the smaller and the employer on these sorts of things, the, you know, bigger the concern just because of all of the administrative requirements that the government has around hiring employees. And just this idea of like pushing a bunch of paperwork on people doesn't necessarily seem like it's going to accomplish much. But we'll be learning more and kind of be voicing some of the concerns that we have about the practical implications of this as it maybe moves through the process.
Sure. Anything else we should be aware of as we're looking down the road here? Obviously, the president told us last night it's the greatest economy, you know, possibly in the history of the world. We know better than that. I mean, I'm exaggerating a wee bit, but come on. People know what things cost. The price of gasoline, for some reason, has spiked in the last week. The price of gold has gone through the roof, indicating a lot of uncertainty in the world of economics out there. What do you see on the horizon, whether it's in government or somewhere else, that concerns you?
Well, I mean, the president last night talked about how he was, you know, adamant or really wanting to not push higher taxes on the everyday person, but wanted to raise taxes on business and on people, you know, who are more wealthy than others. And I think what's important to remember, especially when we start talking about higher taxes on businesses, is that it's ultimately the consumer who ends up paying those taxes through higher prices, or the employees who end up, you know, kind of helping to pay for that through higher copays and deductibles or reduced contributions for their 401ks or other retirement savings plans. So, you know, I think this is a bit misleading to say, like, oh, we're just going to raise taxes on businesses, but don't worry, it's not going to affect the rest of you.
That's it affects not, everyone. Yeah.
How these things work in the real world.
Crazy stuff. Wendy, always appreciate your common sense approach to some of these odd ideas, and thank you for being here. Wendy Block, the Vice President of Business Advocacy and Member Engagement at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, out there fighting for Michigan business, because we love business, even if they don't. Right, Wendy?
Yeah. Yes, thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, you have a great day. There you have it. Wendy Block, we love business. I don't know why some people seem to think that it's a bad thing. Also, everyone knows the next medical crisis is around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a bug bite. You and your family need to be prepared, and that's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company. Great doctors like Peter McCullough, who's been on here a couple of times recently. Boy, has that been a big hit on social media. The Wellness Company and its doctors, medical professionals that you can trust, their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. The medical kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications like ivermectin and the Z-Pak. It's there to provide you a guidebook with life-saving medications. Doesn't matter what you get hit with, there's something there for you. The medical kit is exactly what you need in times of need. Rest assured that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics, all on hand to help keep you and your family safe no matter what gets thrown at us, no matter what comes up next. Go to twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber. Do that today and order the Wellness Company looking out for you. We've got a lot more to talk about after the break. It's the Steve Huber Show.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Woo! Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.